Don't steal my money.
I've worked out what's happened here. This is your way of getting more followers, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Because now everyone's gone onto your Insta because they want to try and rip you off.
I mean, I don't want to pay for that, no.
This post has got the most comments you've had in a long time.
No, I remember the pants with the what looked like spoof stains.
Okay, that's gross.
Oh, that did.
Okay, okay. Anyway, you've posted your BSB details on there as part of a fight you're having with some guy that DM'd you an insult. And you've said,
$5
the guy said, by the way, you're a comedian who the next gen of comics will have no respect for.
I know.
Ouch.
I know,
and then you've written back, it's $5 for an insult, fun bag. Pay up. Yeah. And then you've put your actual BSB in account
number. We don't know that yet.
No, you definitely have. We all assumed it wasn't the actual thing because you wouldn't be so dumb. But you've actually done it, and now people have said
we're not sure yet if it's my actual account because we don't know whether.
Okay, it's your actual account now. You're worried that people can set up direct debits associated with those BSB numbers. Daniel, are people going to rip Tommy off?
No, you're right, mate. If you had a posted your credit card details, if your expiry and CVV, or if you had a posted your account login details and password, you might be in a problem. But think, like, the BSB, about probably 50,000, 100, or probably even a couple hundred thousand other people would share the same BSB number because it's just a bank service branch number. And the account number, it's only, usually the account numbers are only about an 8-digit number. So it'd be pretty easy to guess somebody else's BSB and account number if you're just typing in random numbers. And then just think about the amount of places where you pay for online orders and you businesses that have BSBs and account details on invoices payable. You can't have your money stolen or anything from that.
In that case, it's my real account number and BSB. Good on you, Daniel. Thank you.
Although Stella feels differently. Stella, you're a bank teller, yeah?
I am. And as far as I'm concerned, no one could come into a branch and actually withdraw money from your account because there would be several security questions that they probably wouldn't be able to answer. But for say, if you were to sign up for a gym membership and you put down, you know, they put down your BSB and account number, I actually believe that they'd be able to direct debit that out of your bank.
It is not my account number.
Oh, my God.
It's not mine. It's absolutely
mate,
not.
Oh, mate, what have you done?
It's not, though, mine.
But I don't understand how that's two opposing opinions about whether you're...
Have we got anyone else?
We got Anna. Anna, solve this for us. Should Tommy be rushing off to his bank to get a new BSB?
Well, no, like the first guy said, the account number is written on the bottom of everybody's checks. So anytime you write out a check, the account number's there for anyone to see. So it's still pretty safe. But if with the last person that said the gym membership, you still have to sign a permission to let them use that number.
Right. So are you giving permission? Is this your permission to everybody?
I mean, I've signed a lot of merch over the years.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Because it's not yours, though, was it?
It's not mine. How could I give permission to something that is not mine? Thank you, Bickmore.